We're going to talk about an episode from the Andy Griffith Show this morning. For those of you that are young enough not to know the basic plot, it's a story about a father raising his son. The father is Andy Taylor. He's the sheriff of a small town. And his son is named Opie. And they are also very capably assisted by Andy's Aunt Bee as their housekeeper. In this particular episode, Opie brings home his report card. And Andy is very well pleased by the grades on this report card. And between him and his trusted deputy, of course, Barney Fife, that all seem to, his cousin actually, work together, they decided they're gonna give Opie a reward because Opie had really been wanting a new bicycle. They thought this was an appropriate occasion. So they do. The next day, they get a bicycle and they put it behind the sofa, kind of hidden, but you can see it over the sofa. And Opie comes home and he's greeted with a new bicycle. Oh, and he really likes it, of course. Asks politely if he can go out for a ride before dinner. And Andy, of course, lets him, with a caveat that he's got to be home, of course, for Aunt Bee's dinner. Then the following day in school, his teacher, Miss Crump, who I think at this time maybe was Andy Taylor's girlfriend, calls Opie to the front of class and says, "Opie, I made a mistake. And I transposed someone else's grades for yours. So here's your new report card. Take it home tonight and give it to your father." Well, Opie is quite troubled by this, and he overreacts. He doesn't go home. He decides he's going to run away from home. Now, don't try this, of course, at home, children, but again, it's an overreaction because he thought his father's love was conditioned based upon his good report card. So he decides to run away from home, and he leaves, of course, by seemingly the only way in and out of town, because it's always seems to be the same road, same dirt road. And Opie starts meandering down this road, kind of moping as he goes. And eventually, of course, his father realizes he's late and goes out and searches for him. And they're reunited, and Opie explains the situation, and his father explains the situation. At our baptism, the same words spoken to us are spoken to us as spoken to Jesus at his baptism. "You are my beloved son, daughter. With you, I am well pleased." We're imprinted with an indelible character, an ontological change in our person through our baptism, a change in our soul. And nothing we can do or not do will ever change that. Now, after Mass last night, somebody asked me the all-important question, apparently, did Opie get to keep the bicycle? Absolutely.